The painter Thomas Cole was celebrated for his epic depictions of the American wilderness. But this is more than just a landscape painting. Diana Donald.
Cole shows us the aftermath of the Great Flood, which God had sent as a punishment on sinful mankind. He'd wiped out everyone except righteous Noah and his wife and a pair of all the animal species. And we see the ark in the distance resting on the still waters with the dove flying back to it to tell Noah that the waters have receded and that God is making peace with mankind. So this was really a picture full of religious symbolism. It's the promise of redemption and of, the reconciliation of God and man. In other words, it's worlds away from the mental world that Darwin would inhabit.
Cole, like many Christians in his day, thought that the Bible should be read as a literal account of the history of the world.
In the earlier part of the 19th century, many geologists, including Adam Sedgwick, who was one of Darwin's own mentors, thought that the Great Flood was the key to the geology of the Earth and how the Earth's crust had been formed.
The intellectual landscape was changing, however. Early in his career, Darwin had been influenced by a seminal work by the geologist Charles Lyell, which challenged this biblical approach to geology.
He corrected the idea that the Earth was only about 6,000 years old and that all the forms of life had been created in 2 or 3 days. Lyell showed that, in fact, the Earth must be hundreds of millions of years old. It had been very gradually formed through the power of water and of glaciers and of the upheavals of volcanic movements of the Earth and so on. And that was crucially important for Darwin, because only over such long tracts of time could natural selection have taken place and new species have developed.